Gianna lay on her side, facing him, though she was still sound asleep. Elio decided there was no better way to ring in the new year than waking up next to her. He took a few minutes to study her face. He was amazed when he recalled his first impression of her, how he'd thought her wholesome. He'd actually used that word to describe her, picking it over the obvious one. Because while she was wholesome, she was so much more than that. Nothing short of gorgeous. With her wavy blonde hair, the cute little upturn of her nose, the delicate slope of her eyes, framed with long, thick lashes. Her complexion was pale, which only served to highlight her rosy cheeks. Her eyes were the lightest blue he'd ever seen, the color reminding him of glaciers he'd seen once in Alaska. But it wasn't her appearance that had turned his head this week. It was her.
"After Grandma died, I decided I was going to have a big family," she said, breaking the peacefulness of the moment.
"Oh, yeah?"
"Yeah. I love listening to the way you and Liza talk about your childhood, and Christmas Eve was... God, I never knew a holiday could be like that. It was loud and crazy and fun, and there was just so much love. I want that for my kids, you know? Maybe I'll have as many kids as your parents had. 4 sounds pretty perfect to me."
"4, huh? That might be culture shock, considering your only child status."
"That's exactly why I'm having 4. When Grandma died, I wasn't completely alone because I had Sam. He moved in almost immediately, and he became my family. When he left, I lost more than my boyfriend and my best friend. I lost..." She swallowed heavily.
"Your family."
"I'm not doing that to my kids. They're always going to have lots and lots of family. A house full of siblings, so they'll never be alone." Elio leaned closer, placing his lips against hers.
"You're incredible, Gianna."
Every time he said something like that, Gianna felt the heaviness that had been pressing down on her since Sam left Lyft a little more. No, she decided. That heaviness had been there longer than the past few months. It had been there for years, weighing her down until the load felt normal. Elio broke the kiss, standing, then reaching down for her. She took his hand, following him to the bed. He slowly undressed her, kissing every bit of skin as he exposed it. She did the same, stripping him, exploring, stroking, caressing all the beautiful parts of the man. He was extremely handsome. But a few days ago, she would have used that word to describe him based on what she could see. His chestnut-colored hair that was long on top, so it fell over his forehead and brows in such a way that she constantly longed to run her fingers through it. His light brown eyes, strong jaw, the crook in his nose that told her he'd broken it a time or two. The cleft in his chin. His chiseled chest, muscular arms and thighs. All of it put together made him one of the most gorgeous men she'd ever seen. But now, she knew that when she thought of him as beautiful, it had nothing to do with the way he looked on the outside. He was beautiful because of who he was on the inside and how he made her feel. Elio pulled back the covers, neither of them breaking the union of their lips. He pressed her down on her back, coming over her, kissing her for countless minutes.
"Please," she whispered.